Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're fact-checking the fact-checkers here. Of course, the first fact-check was about abortion being available up until or even after birth, but that, of course, is undeniably true. In fact, Vice President nominee Tim Walz removed born-alive abortion reporting requirements as Democrats' media outlets accuse former President Trump of dramatizing the Democratic abortion agenda. Data from the Minnesota Department of Health shows that at least eight babies who survived abortions in the state were then left to die. Execution, like Donald Trump was saying in his debate. Under 2015 Minnesota law, the state formally was required to report whether abortions resulted in the live birth of a baby, what actions were taken to preserve the life of that baby, and whether the baby survived. Those reporting requirements exposed that between January 1st and December 31st of 2021, physicians performed five abortions that resulted in a baby's live birth. No measures were taken to help the first baby, who reportedly had fetal anomalies that resulted in death shortly after the delivery. Two of the babies were given comfort care measures as they died. No measures were taken to preserve life of the last two babies who were pre-viable. So not only is it legal, it's actually happened multiple times. And since then, Tim Walz has removed reporting requirements. So those are the ones that we know of because the reporting requirements were in place. He removed them. We don't know how many more babies have been just allowed to expire on a cold counter as they struggle for life in their first few moments. But so there you go. Fact checking that fact check. Then, of course, Springfield, Ohio. No credible reports of specific claims, despite the fact that there are infinite numbers of reports of claims. I mean, this is obvious. We talked about it before. You typically don't call the police if your cat goes missing. That's not normally a police matter, even if you suspect that your neighbor may have done something. You're not probably going to call anybody. Even though we do have phone, even though we did just show you a 911 call of that exact claim. But regardless, they say that's fake. The next claim they make, David Muir says, President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is coming down in this country. And of course, Trump brought up in again vague terms. And again, it's not like he's wrong. And I don't know, maybe I'm nitpicking here, but you know, he's like, those reports are lies. That's a hoax. That's nonsense. He's like, the biggest cities didn't report their numbers. That's a fake number. And it's like, yes, that is accurate. He's being truthful. That is the case. We have story after story illustrating that. But to the average person who doesn't know that, who still trusts the FBI and think that they're a credible source, just saying, actually, that's a lie, is just not convincing. This is where specifics are necessary, and they were utterly lacking in the debate. And he just should have had, even just naming the cities, just going, well, those FBI numbers don't include New York City or Los Angeles or New Orleans, which are some of the most crime-ridden cities in the country. So how can you say crime's going down when you aren't including major metropolitan areas in those numbers? I wish he had been a little bit more specific. Yeah, I think that's Axios, right? Or four reasons why we should worry about missing crime data. The FBI's crime is still incomplete and politicians are taking advantage. From The Independent, FBI says crime has plummeted to start 2024, but is missing a big part of the data. Data informing FBI's figures is applied voluntarily by law enforcement agencies across the U.S. and do not include major metropolitan areas, including Los Angeles and New York, where crime is historically high. Again, from The Independent, mainstream media outlet. But you could also go to Fox News. Public Safety Group finds FBI violent crime data is higher than initially reported. A new report claims violent crimes are significantly underreported and FBI crime classifications have changed. So it's a deceit. It's a deception. Yet another fact check. Fact checked. We'll get back to this on the other side. I'll put out the phone number for your calls. So I want to hear what you thought about the debate. Am I being too nitpicky? Were you also perhaps a little disappointed in the showing from Trump? I mean, most people are saying it was like a 50-50. I just don't think it moved the needle whatsoever. I think you believe what you believed when you went in.